Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way, the audio daily dose of daf. We are in Erevin 10, talking about not abandoning. The Gemara talks about questioning how Rav Yehuda could allow a gap in the partition closing off the 5 amma excess of the Mavoi entrance. Let's be concerned that a significant part of the traffic in the Mavoi might abandon the large main entranceway and enter instead through the small entranceway that is formed by the 2 amma gap in the 5 amma partition. This eventuality would invalidate the lechi or the korah that adjusts the main entrance. Rav Ada bar Masna said, there is the presumption that a person will not abandon a large entranceway and enter instead through a small entranceway. Therefore, the main entranceway retains its status as the Mavoi entrance. This idea, to me, brings to mind the idea that we should never abandon those around us. The famous phrase in the Gemara and the Talmud talks about Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Lazeh. We are all responsible, culpable, and liable for one another, whether it be whatever sect we're from, whatever type of delineation we might have, whatever type of Judaism we practice, we're all liable, culpable, and responsible for one another. It's the idea of the Kirov movement that started in the past few centuries or so, how we have to reach out to everyone, even those less affiliated than us, even those that have different leanings than us, those that have different ideologies than us. All of us have the Tzelem Elokim, all of us have the Pintel Yid. We should never abandon one another. And of course, if there are those out there that need help, that need money, that need our time, that need our resources, we should not abandon them as well. We should all do what we can to participate in the idea of being involved and incorporated in trying to help out one another. We should do our outreach. We should do our part. We should try to learn with one another, the wonderful partners in Torah, learning in Torah, different initiatives that are out there through Eish and Chabad and OU and YU, all the wonderful organizations that are involved, and specifically the Kirov organizations. You think about how Chabad sends out the Shlichim to every part of the world. What a wonderful thing, trying to make sure that Judaism is not abandoned and that people who are Jewish, wherever they are in the world, are not abandoned. Because as the Gemara talks about, the presumption that a person will not abandon that large entranceway, we too should make sure not to abandon our fellow Jews, our fellow brethren, our families, and our friends throughout the world, never abandoning the heritage, never abandoning our way of life, never abandoning those around us, always trying to keep in mind, always trying to do our part. God willing, we should try as much as we can to reach out to those around us in any way that we can, with whatever methods we can, whatever talents and gifts that Hashem gave us, use it to reach out to the world, especially our fellow Jews, throughout the entire world. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 11 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.